Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. The fabulous band led by Count Basie opens this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and they brought us Honeysuckle Rose from 1937. It kind of veered off a bit into, well, reminiscent of Tea for Two, but always a wonderful performance from the orchestra, one of the best of the big bands. The song was written by Fats Waller and Andy Razaf, and we also heard some fine piano from the Count himself, and some nice trumpet from Buck Clayton on that one. As I said, they open this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we're going to listen to some of the wonderful big bands around in the 30s and the 1940s. So we're coming in on the swing era and carrying on a little bit into the 1940s. Well, our next band pretty well started off the swing era, though I must say he had a lot of company to do it, and that is Benny Goodman. We're going to hear him from 1939 with a song written by Ballard MacDonald, and James F. Hanley, and that's called Rose of Washington Square. And as so often in the 1930s, Benny's working with arranger Fletcher Henderson on this one. And I think you'll agree, they do their usual wonderful job. Then we'll stay in the same year, 1939. We're going to listen to Artie Shaw and his new music. I believe this was Artie's second band, and one of his greatest, had some wonderful talent in it and some fine singers. We're going to hear him and his musicians with perhaps one of the most recorded of the jazz standards, and that is the St. Louis Blues, which was written way back when by W.C. Handy. And then forward a few years to 1943, to the very fine band led by Lucky Millinder. And we will hear them with a song written by Lucky himself, along with Tab Smith, who I think played the alto sax in his band. It's got a strange name. Well, it's an inexplicable name to us. I'm sure we could find out what was behind it. It's called Shipyard Social Function. So anyway, it's a nice celebration. And we'll hear that from Lucky Millinder from 1943. And we'll start with Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Rose of Washington Square.
Thank you. are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
That's good.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening this morning to some of the big orchestras around in the 1930s and 1940s. Just heard from Lucky Millinder and the number Shipyard Social Function from 1943, featuring some fine saxophone there by Tab Smith, who also helped to write it along with Lucky. Before that, Artie Shaw and his music really jamming it up with their version of the St. Louis Blues from 1939. As I mentioned, probably the one of, not the most recorded of all the jazz standards, so I'm told. And we started out with the amazing orchestra of Benny Goodman from 1939 and a Fletcher Henderson arrangement of the song Rose of Washington Square. Well, we've had three fairly lively ones, so we're going to have three fairly mellow ones coming up next. And they're all from the 1940s. And now to, we'll go now, or next up, to one of the most popular bands around at the time from 1941, and that is the Glenn Miller Orchestra, renowned for its very, very precise arrangements, beautiful, fluid sound, and a very sweet sound, too, a combination achieved by a combination of saxophone and clarinet, I believe. And this one that we're going to hear this morning is a particular favorite of mine. It's a song called Adios, and it was written by Eddie Woods. And then we'll go back a year to another very famous orchestra around at the time, and it was led by Tommy Dorsey. He and his brother Jimmy played together for a while, and then they went their separate ways, and I believe they came back again together to play in the 1950s. Tommy's well into his solo band, the career of his solo band at this point. And he's also just hired a young singer who would go on to become pretty famous, and that is Frank Sinatra. And we'll hear Frank and I believe the Pied Pipers, the vocal group, on this one. It's written by John Schoenberger, Richard Coburn, and Vincent Rose, and it's called Whispering. And that will feature, as I said, a young Frank Sinatra. And then forward to 1946, to an orchestra that had a fairly short lifespan, only about a year or so at the towards the end of the 1940s. It was led by one of the great trumpeters around at the time, and that is Billy Butterfield. And we can often hear on these recordings Billy's wonderful trumpet. And he could do mellow, and he could do out there. He was very, very versatile. And he and his orchestra are going to bring us a George and Ira Gershwin piece called Biding My Time. I will get started with Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Adios. Thank you.
Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one dear but you. Whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me.
Hi, this is Randy McElligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
The 2019 CHUO card gives you access to exclusive deals at 44 local businesses and over 50 locations around the Ottawa-Gatineau region. Get discounts at 27 spots never before seen on the card, like the Art House Cafe, Smudge Beauty Bar, Octopus Books, Compact Music, Live on Elgin, and many more friends old and new. Flaunt your love of community radio and get rewarded at the coolest cafes, music stores, bookstores, and local businesses all over town. Visit chuo.fm/card to get yours.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening this morning to music from the 1930s and the 1940s, which we often do at this time on Sunday mornings. And these are original recordings taken from the time by the artists of the time. And all those wonderful songs, too, from the pens of the great songwriters. We just heard a song written by George and Ira Gershwin called Biding My Time, brought to us in a recording made in 1946 by Billy Butterfield and his orchestra. Before that, a young Frank Sinatra, along with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra from 1940, and the song Whispering. And I was listening to that. You know, it is a very young Sinatra, just starting out. And who would have thought, back in 1940, quite what was going to happen to him over the next decades. But he certainly went on to have an amazing career and be a terrific contributor in the music field. And we started out with the orchestra of Glenn Miller from 1941 and the song Adios, written by Eddie Woods. Well, we're going to carry on with our bends. And having said that, however, I'm going to slip in a smaller jazz group here, just as a bit of contrast. It's actually an octet led by Red Norvo, one of the great musicians. He'd started out in the 1930s, actually working with the Paul Whiteman Band, set up his own swing orchestra, which was one of the best, and then went on to have a very long and wonderful career as a jazz musician, playing the vibraphone and the xylophone. Well, in his swing octet. This is from 1935, so it's fairly early on here. Bunny Berrigan's on trumpet, Jack Jenny is on trombone, and Johnny Mintz is on clarinet. The tenor sax is from Chewberry. Teddy Wilson, as so often, on piano. Red is on xylophone. The guitar is George Van Epps. Arnie Bernstein on bass. And Gene Krupa on drums. So lots of familiar names in the studio that day. We're going to hear them bring us a song called Bug House. I don't know where it got the name from. But anyway, Bug House was written by Teddy Wilson, Red Norvo, and Irving Mills. And then we'll go to 1942 to one of the great orchestras of the century and started out in the 1930s, I think even the 20s, Duke Ellington. And it went through various styles over the years, from hot jazz through to very smooth jazz. Always wonderful to listen to, and some fantastic personnel in the band. And they stayed with the band throughout its life for most of it. We'll hear them with, I really like this particular number, and it's been recorded by so many, Perdido, written by Juan Tizol, H.J. Langsfelder, and Irvin Drake. And that's Duke Ellington and his orchestra. And then back to 1940, to Bob Crosby and his orchestra. And we will hear from both Bob and his orchestra on this one, because he's going to bring us the delightful vocal and the words to the song Shake Down the Stars. And, of course, that wonderful, wonderful orchestra, too. The song was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Eddie DeLang. So we'll get going now with Red Norvo and friends with Bug House.
Shake down the stars. I gave you my arms. lips, my heart, my love, my life, my all. But the best that I have to offer you, I found was all too small. Crush every rose, hush every prayer, break every vow, do it now. I know I cannot live without you. Shake down the stars. Coming up
Thursday, April 11th at Black Squirrel Books, Bonnie Doon and Mark II open for Montreal's Blue Nuit. Tune into City Slang at 4 p.m. Wednesday, April 10th to hear Emmanuel and Travis interview Blue Nuit. Then head down to Black Squirrel Books on 1073 Bank Street to see them live. This event is presented in part by CHUO 89.1 FM.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we've been listening to some of the larger bands around in the 1930s and the 1940s. Having said that, we started out the set with Red Norvo and his Swing Octet, featuring the trumpet of Bunny Berrigan, as well as, of course, Red on xylophone. They brought us a number that Red helped write, and that was called Bug House. Following Red Norvo and his friends, we heard from Duke Ellington and his orchestra from 1942 with one of their most famous recordings, Perdido. And, of course, Harry Carney, very distinctive baritone sax, opening up that particular recording. And we've just heard from Bob Crosby and his orchestra, with Bob providing us with the words on Shake Down the Stars. It's a lovely song written by Eddie DeLange and Jimmy Van Heusen. Well, we're going to move along with our bands this morning. And we are going to go to 1941. And we heard from one of these musicians this morning, and that is Gene Krupa, the drummer. Well, this is the band that he set up after he split from the Benny Goodman Orchestra. And he had some fine talent in his band, along with some lovely singers, including our lady this morning, Anita O'Day. Well, I think we've heard from her quite a lot on the show, usually from the 1950s with her Verve recordings. But she made a number of recordings with the Gene Krupa Orchestra starting out in the 1940s. And we're going to hear one this morning called Just a Little Bit South of North Carolina. I guess that puts you pretty well on the border. It's written by Sonny Skylar and Arthur Shaftel. And then back to 1939, and another musician that we've heard from this morning, and that is Teddy Wilson, one of the great swing pianists of the time, and probably in history. He really was defined the art of the swing piano style, and played with Benny Goodman for a while in smaller group format mostly. And then in the 40s, and of course on much later, played in small group sessions for various labels. We'll hear him with the big band that he set up in 1939. It, like the one that we heard earlier from Billy Butterfield, didn't last very long. Some bands somehow or other just never kind of made it in the market, but there's no reflection on the talent and the quality. This was a band that was jam-packed with some very fine musical talent, including, of course, the leader himself, Teddy Wilson. Well, they're going to bring us a number that's written by Irene Kitchings and Arthur Herzog called Some Other Spring. Well, we're here in spring now and looking forward to a little bit more of it before we get to summer. And also, we will hear on this recording Gene Eldridge, who'll be bringing us the words. Now, Gene, no relation to trumpeter Roy Eldridge, I understand. But she did sing a lot with the Duke Ellington band. And then we'll round out the set with a very fine alto sax player, clarinetist, and also singer called Woody Herman. He had some a whole series of wonderful bands from the 1930s through, for decades afterwards. He also was a songwriter, and he wrote this particular number called Blowing Up a Storm, which is what Woody's going to do on this one too. And that's from 1945. Anyway, we'll get started with Gene Krupa, Anita O'Day, and Just a Little Bit South of North Carolina.
That's where I long to be, in a little brown shack in South Carolina. Someone waits for me. In each letter he says, the weather's fine, the folks are feeling great. The garden looks grand and the red rose vine is clinging to the gate. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, that's where my thoughts all stray. To the one I love best in South Carolina, I'm going back someday. I can hardly wait to see the face of the one I idolize. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, I'll find paradise. Thank you.
Woody Herman with Blowing Up a Storm. And we're almost at the end of I've Heard That Song Before for another week. And we have one more tune for you, which we'll get to in just a moment. Coming up next, Randy's going to bring you 2 hours of fabulous jazz. So do please stay with us. And I hope you enjoyed our big bands this morning on the show. And hope you'll also join me next week for more music from days gone by. Our closing number this morning was from 1938, the big band led by Larry Clinton, very fine band leader, singer, songwriter and arranger. His singer on this one is B. Wayne. They're going to bring us a number written by George and Ira Gershwin called Our Love Is Here to Stay.
They're only made of clay, but